Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. So, as my producer pointed out, we ended the previous segment with the Beatles, and we started this segment with one of those artists that I had never heard of until my son Aaron introduced her to me, and that is Adele, who Pastor Drew knew about and, again, made me feel old. And I wonder, and I will ask him if Jim had ever heard of Adele, who is our next guest, which is the segment of Family Financial Matters and how we're going to tie music to this segment. That's going to be a challenge, but I bet you Jim and I can figure it out. Jim is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
How are you, Bruce?
I am humming along today.
Well, you know, I was actually going to sing Lionel Richie's "Hello" when I picked up the phone to start the interview, but I'll spare your listeners my voice.
You're not that old. Is that really your generation?
It is. It is.
Oh my God! Disco was kind of what you grew up with?
I did grow up resenting and hating disco. But we did it on the first run through. I think it's popular to do that again today.
Oh, that's so hysterical. So I'm going to ask you the same question I ask our other guest. What is the last song or CD you bought, whether you downloaded it on iTunes or bought it in a store, and what is the last concert you attended?
Well, I can't tell you the last song or CD that I bought because it's so long ago, I don't remember. I live on Pandora. So I get all of my music, and I'm not trying to endorse that service in any way, shape, or form, but I get all of my music provided for me as I should be listening to it. I don't actually seek it. But the last concert that I went to actually was Grace Jones at the Hollywood Bowl. That was quite a show.
Was she popular when you were growing up?
She was. She was.
So it was like a retro act for you.
It was. I'd also just heard it was a fantastic show, and I have to say that if anybody ever gets an opportunity, the shock and awe factor alone is extremely entertaining.
My wife went to the Hollywood Bowl and saw Donna Summer last summer, and said she put on an amazing show. So sometimes these older artists, so to speak, really still got the chops.
And yep.
I was very surprised to hear how much my wife enjoyed Donna Summer, and she said, I couldn't believe how many hits she had. So given that music is our topic, why don't we play musical chairs with you and give you a choice of what you'd like to talk about?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned musical chairs. Nice segue, by the way. To link this all together, because I always like to at least have a little thread in your theme, at least if we can't directly relate it. I did choose the topic of musical chairs today simply because people don't really realize that as they get closer to retirement, everybody plans, I'm going to retire at 65, I'm going to retire at 62. They plan for retirement their whole entire lives, but very seldom do people actually end up retiring when they had originally set out to retire. And it is very similar to a game of musical chairs. You never really know when the music is going to stop. You just want to make sure that you have a good, solid seat underneath you when it does.
Very good point. Continue on that point.
So I would challenge your listeners and everybody to contemplate the fact that you do not always know exactly when you are going to retire. The world gives you different inputs that could delay your retirement date beyond when you had originally planned on doing it. If you had planned on retiring at 65 and you turned 65 in 2008, chances are you may have been making some new plans. As a matter of fact, a poll that came out about a year ago said that those who had planned to retire inside of 2 years had delayed their expected retirement date by over 2 years. It was like 2.5 years they had delayed their expected retirement date, and that was obviously because of what happened in the stock market and the economy. So you may be forced, just because market conditions have shrunken your nest egg, you may be forced to delay retirement. The other thing that could happen is if you go through an economic event like what we just went through recently, you may be retiring earlier than you had planned because you simply don't have the job available that you used to have. You know, with the unemployment rate where it was or where it is even now, a lot of pre-retirees either lost their jobs or were faced with the option of early retirement, which is another nice way of saying, well,
forced retirement.
Exactly. And so you may end up in a position of where you were planning on working for another 5 years or so, and you don't have the option, or at least not to work at full time or as you were being compensated and full salary. So, you know, we talk about those red zone years, those years right before you retire, and it's very important to understand that you may not be the person who chooses the trigger date.
That's very, very interesting and very powerful, especially given what we've been living through the last couple, 3 years. You and I have had discussions about the impact of cycles, and this particular cycle has impacted everybody a lot more than anyone would have anticipated, 5 years ago even.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get back to a musical theme, though, and I'm going to invite you to join me, but you keep on talking about 64, 65 is retirement, and I think we should just do a little duet. And you can join me. I'm going to do a little whether you want to or not, but you know, the Beatles, When I'm 64, just can't, I can't ignore it. When I get older, losing my hair. Come on, Jim.
I don't remember the words to the song, Bruce. I'm actually not a Beatles fan, but I will say this. You know this. We've had this discussion before.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue.
When I'm 64.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Come on, Jim.
When I'm 64.
All right, now on to more serious matters. That was... Nobody can say that live radio is not fun
and
not spontaneous
not.
Because my producer really wants to re-record that whole segment so I don't completely embarrass myself. All right, give us some retirement advice on to go back to some relative point that would be good in light of this discussion about preparing for it. I mean, let's give our readers and listeners, I should say, something they can take away besides what I just put them through.
And me too. Bruce, I would say akin to the theme that we actually just mentioned, which is that there are a lot of variables that happen right around retirement in that red zone that we're talking about, that 5 to 10 years to go until retirement. You don't know exactly when you're going to retire. That may not be your choice. You don't know exactly how much money you're going to have when you retire. I'd like to actually dispel a myth that's common in the industry and shed some light on something that may actually...
You have 20 seconds, so you're going to have to do it quick.
Well, plain and simple. Most people think that they need to get conservative when they retire. The reality is because you may be forced to deal with an earlier retirement than you expected or market drops, you should be getting conservative much further in advance of your retirement, possibly as much as 5 or 7 years, because you can't afford to take a market shock or a change in employment status unexpectedly in those last few years because you just don't have time to recover.
Well said. Good advice, Jim. Thank you so much. Again, this is Jim of North Peer Fiduciary Management, and you should subscribe to his newsletter, which you can get at npeer.com or write to info@npeer.com. Did I do that right from memory?
You got it right, Bruce.
All right, Jim, we'll talk to you next week. It's time for another break. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Throw my head on a plate.